Gary Jai's Palmetto Morning, 77 degrees under sunny skies. I'm Chris Miller.
And I'm Manning Kimmel.
You can find us on FM 100.1, AM 1340, or on CN2, that's Comporium Channel 102, as well as Facebook Live. And in studio now, our good friend John Warden. John, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Of course, John is here. He's a businessman who's been in this community for not quite 50 years, but almost 50 years. He runs a very successful enterprise. It's got its fingers in all kinds of things. A project like what is being proposed for the Palmetto Research Park, this Octapharma pharmaceutical company, that, although it wouldn't directly impact you, would impact you in terms of what it could bring to this community, correct?
100%, Manning. I believe that whenever you're bringing that type of capacity with that type of income, the options now create for all the would-be employees. I hear it's somewhere between 1,200 and 1,500, depending on who you ask and how it affects the community. And so you're bringing people in that obviously have the ability to spend money in the community. And that's for local remodeling. That's for anything they need in and around their homes and to affect my business. It's also for an impact for every industry under the sun, including utilities. Obviously, the infrastructures, the insurance company, the fuel, the grocery stores, everything that we do, when you have that type of impactful element that could possibly be coming in, and pray and hope it still does, is a win for this community. And again, it's not about the valuations of the dollar amount. It's the amount of people that are willing to come in, invest in the community, get their children involved, and all the community events and all the things that we love to do here in Rock Hill. So inevitably, the decision-making prowess that we're looking at here affects every business in the community.
So you know what the issue is. You're well aware of it. You've been listening to it here for the last few days. The council has moved up their special meeting from Monday night to tomorrow night. Any idea as to what could be said to the five members of council who voted this thing in to change their mind?
Well, I would like to read an excerpt for something that we just celebrated here, and it's a neat little document that we just celebrated. And it was called the Declaration of Independence. But I'm not going to bore anybody and have to relive Saturday and blowing up things. But I do want to just read an excerpt. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Now, I could go on and on and on and describe, and I'm going to say this, that the representations who, again, voluntarily put themselves in a position to be voted in. So whatever capacity that was, whatever the democratic process, however many, but the percentage of the registered voters showed up, these are our elected officials. Right. But under a declaration and understanding of a constitution and a bill of rights, these people were put in position to represent the governed, the people. And when you have a small group of anybody that makes a decision without corporate infliction or opinions or at least consultation of the governed and the people they represent. Remember, this is for the people and by the people. That's what this country was founded on. So when you do that, I find it very difficult that to swallow that. So my suggestion is there's a suggestion asked. Get on the phone and blow up the phones for every representative and say and speak your opinion. Ask. If you don't know, ask. You have that right. There are representatives that have the ability to give you and give you a detailed explanation for the cause of their actions. Mm-hmm. You know, we've gone to a custom in this country of allowing too many political people to get away with proverbial anything and never ask the question why from a local government. This affects everyone under the listening sound of a voice is one way or another. Here's the highest financial impact in the history of York County that we know of, potentially, that can move in here and affect that type of $1.5 billion. Well, I don't know. We quit. We used to talk in thousands, then in millions. Now everything's now in billions. And so when we talk about that economic development, how are we going to recover that? Okay, again, and I'm going to say this, we chatted just briefly before this started. You know, the Panther idea is a great novelty for notoriety. Gotcha. But now you're bringing in something that brings in a fantastic amazing impact and the ability to also alter schools, the colleges, the York Techs, the Winthrops.
That's a big part right there.
And they're going to bring in and they're going to change their program and add programming that's going to add value to what a business is bringing in. Guys, what's wrong with that? We need to get in here and to ring and speak to our representatives. I've spoke to a couple and say to them, explain to us how you're governing me and how you're representing me with this decision that's in my best benefit. Now, when you say those things, you can talk about patriotic and you can talk about patriotism, but if they're duly sworn to govern accordingly, then my challenge is, where is your patriotic duty to the people you govern? We have a Declaration of Independence, again, that was sworn about years ago, and this country was created because they did not like the way they were governed. They were not given permission or given items, and they wanted the freedom of pursuit, life, liberty, and happiness. Well, I do not believe any government body has the ability to take that way within a reasonable, confound understanding of where the law reads. This is not open borders and run crazy. I'm not into those kind of things. I believe there's laws. Seatbelt laws make sense. But we seem to be running around like a group of political bodies that are running around trying to divvy up mama's inheritance as a bunch of children before mama is even gone in the county. In our case here, we don't even have them here, and we're disputing over how to orchestrate and move taxes money around and who is going to get it and who ain't going to get it. Excuse my perfect English out there, English teachers. And so we do that with a passionate understanding of what I'm hearing here is that we're divvying this up before it's even here. And you have an agreement, and then you cancel that agreement according to what you want to add in at the last moment. Well, that would be like, Chris, me coming to your house and saying, you know what? I'm going to put a roof on your house. Okay. And I'm going to get your neighbor to pay for the shingles.
Mm-hmm. I got you.
That's what we're asking here.
That sounds like a good deal to me, but not so much for my neighbor.
Well, you know, right now it looks really good for the county, according to having the city swallow that same type of performance.
You know, he asked the question of Councilman Litton. If the county is so concerned about the tax revenue going to the school district, why doesn't the county give up its share?
If I must speak to that so delicately, I will say that, you know, nothing ventured, nothing gained. And because necessarily you have the power to do something, maybe it's in the restrictions of the county and it being the county and the city being a part of the county, that they have from a governed application and somewhere in the legality of everything that's put forth here. It's kind of like everybody's got an opinion, but not necessarily that opinion should necessarily be something that would inflict, if it doesn't add value or speak life into people, then it's going to take away.
So to take your suggestion about lighting up the phone lines, just so people know exactly who they need to be calling, you need to call Bumperati, William Bumperati.
Yes.
You need to be calling Council Chair Christy Cox. You need to be calling Councilmember Tom Audette, Councilmember Debbie Cloninger, and Councilmember Tommy Atkins. Those are the five people who voted for this arrangement as it exists right now. Watts Huckabee and Andy Litton were the lone two no votes. I don't think you need to call them.
Well, you know, I probably disagree a little bit with that. And I'm going to tell you why. What was their reasoning? If we're uninformed as the governed, okay, and shame on us for not showing up, I would say that you call them all. Why did you vote no, and why did you vote yes? And so the point of it is to get a clear picture. And, folks, there's a special council meeting being called tomorrow evening.
Night.
What time?
Heckle.
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock. Heckle. Y'all.
Heckle office complex, and it's not that big of a room, but it should be packed.
Well, I would say there's standing room around it.
Yeah.
And do like to do at the soccer games and scream USA, because there was a declaration. Again, I got to go back. We're independent now. But the governed of which we are governed, you have the ability, and it goes on to state here that a resolution of things and the resolving of things is based on the ability of the government to govern us. We have the ability to speak out against it. Now, these are good people on the council. We're not talking about personal indemnities here. No. We're talking about in county council and the city. I've had the pleasure of interacting with a number of them. What I do not agree with, unless it is in the will of the governed, somehow in this system we have, if we don't get a more easily accessible way for those that are sitting in seats of power that make these decisions to have a conversation with the people they're governing, if it's townhomes, if it's an old city hall meeting, if we go out in the parking lot and they set up and walk up on a podium and explain why and what and when and where. You say, well, most people don't care. Well, nobody ever really does until it affects them.
Well, we appreciate your opinion. I'm glad you're here. We've had, golly day, we've had 6 different people here over the last 2 days. We've got another 9 people lined up, whatever it is, 8 or 9 people lined up over the next 3 days. We'll see what happens with all of this, but I think the council members who are paying attention to what was being said on these airwaves, they'll understand another point of view as to what should be considered when they finalize this vote tomorrow night. And I hope, like you, that it's going to be some kind of revision. But call them. Call the council members, all of them, as John said.
Absolutely.
Call them all. John Warden, thank you for being here today, my friend.
It's my pleasure. I love this county. I love this area. I'm raising my family here. And so we're going to be here with the help of the good Lord.
There you go.